to the Brilliant Perspectives podcast. I'm your host, Jaylen Bowden, and today we're diving into a new topic all about getting unstuck and cultivating a lifestyle of encounter with God. We'll be exploring bite-sized snippets from one of Graham's most popular books called The Nature of Freedom. And what I love about this particular book is that it's actually written from God's perspective. Letters from his heart directly to yours, with questions and activations designed to empower you in your relationship with him. So if you're tired of the discouragement and burnout that comes from striving to have a devotional time, well, today's episode will be a breath of fresh air. Let's hand it over to Graham Cook as he shares more about living a responsive life to God's love, goodness, and grace.
Welcome to our invitation to come unstuck. I'm Graham Cook, and this week we're beginning to explore this last letter in The Nature of Freedom. Most of us have places we feel stuck, but we've mistakenly thought that all the weight is on us to come unstuck. So let's start with how encounter and experiences with God occur and how they don't. As we said in many of our other episodes, God is the initiator of our spirituality. Our devotional life is our response to him. That means the responsibility for experiences with the truth is never with us. It's always with him. When people say, well, I've tried to have God encounters, but it never happened for me, I already know why he didn't. The answer is in the word try. There's no trying on our part. When we think that the responsibility for connecting with God is on our shoulders, it's a life-choking yoke. Its fruit is stress, discouragement, and burnout. One of my favorite thoughts is, Graham, there's nothing you can do that would make me love you more, and nothing you can do that would make me love you less. I love you because I love you because I love you, because that is what I am like. It's the same with our encounters with God. He will be the initiator. Our part is to be present in rejoicing and expectation. So we're cultivating a greater sensitivity to how he is present with us at any given moment. God is the initiator of all spirituality. It's completely up to him how he chooses to make himself known. We are the responders, meant to live a responsive life to his love, his goodness, and his grace. It's about taking a deep breath, relaxing, just thanking him for who he is, rejoicing in his love, his kindness, and in the fact he's totally going to be faithful to you. And being still in that, focusing on knowing that he is God and he is your good father. It's knowing that Jesus loves you outrageously, and of course, you are the Holy Spirit's delight. They're all in it together, but they're in it with you. And therefore, it's allowing the peace that passes understanding to rise up on the inside of you so that you're at rest. Some days it's just the delight of being with God and of knowing that he's with you. And that allows you to be aware of his grace, his empowering presence. And that is your encounter, just knowing he's with you. If it's a day where he's been present more to your trust than to your feelings, it's still a cause for rejoicing. You've allowed space for him to initiate whatever he wishes. And often, it's just being with you that he loves. Listen to what he says in the first part of letter 7 on page 65. Listen to this. Beloved, your life is not how you find it. It is how I make it. I know every pitfall, every difficulty that you will face in the course of your growing up in me, into a place of authority, fullness, maturity, and favor. So, why don't we just pause right there and just let go of trying. Take a deep breath and spend a few minutes just thanking him for who he is to you. Thank you for being my rock. Thank you for being my fortress. Thank you that you are my secret place. Thank you that you're my strength. You are my blessing and you are my favor. Father, I love your heart towards me. I am safe with you. You are my high tower. I trust your loving kindness and your goodness. So, and when stillness rises in your heart, just come back and listen again. Yeah? Okay. Sometimes we simply need to have a sense of what's possible. So why not just watch me and listen? Father, I switch off from my circumstances and I relax in you. Disconnect me from struggle and striving and plug me into your peace and your love and your rest, so that I can receive your truth and your empowering presence. Father, I choose to wait on you. You are the one who initiates, who gives. I am your workmanship, created in Christ. You've already prepared something here for me to walk in, according to that word in Ephesians 2:10. So, how did you feel when I was doing that? Was that good? Did you feel like you were relaxing, that you were just sitting back into who he really is? Now, guys, I love that particular scripture, Ephesians 2:10. Because it takes all the pressure off me. My only role is to respond when I know what God is doing. When you don't know what God is doing, just remember, God is the kindest person you'll ever meet in your life. And my experience of God is that he is relentless in his goodness and he is unchanging in all his ways. He knows right now who he wants to be for you. So allow him to captivate your heart. Take a moment to respond to him now by giving thanks in anticipation of his goodness. And from that place, listen to this part of letter 7. Beloved, the answer to everything is always going to be found in the person of my beloved Son. There is no other name or way to be saved outside of him. There is no discipling process in the way of salvation other than by the incomparable Holy Spirit, who is your helper, your trainer, and your comforter. No one is more imaginative than us at creating opportunities for growth and transformation. Just the sound of those words causes us to relax, and it allows peace to rise. We are eternally saved once, but we're being redeemed every single day. So God knows every single pitfall you will ever tumble into. He knows every place that will seem difficult, and He already sees how He wants to give you an encounter with His delight instead. Absolutely everything you need or will ever need, absolutely everything is found in Jesus. That's why the Father put you into Christ and He put Christ into you. Isn't that the most marvelous action on His part? Of course, we all agree that it was, but there's an open door right there for a true Selah moment. Pause and really think about that. All the peace, all the joy, all the wisdom, all goodness and grace and hope. It's exceedingly abundant beyond all we can ask or even imagine, and it's always present. Every day you trust His presence. Some days you feel His presence, but your emotions are not the proof of His presence. So, okay, let's think about that one again. Some days you feel the presence of God, but your emotions are not the proof of His presence. Jesus promised to never leave us nor forsake us, and God's covenant is with Jesus in you. That's the evidence that we believe. There's an immensity about God's true nature that washes away the cynicism, the doubt, that wants to steal our joy, that wants to keep us from inheriting the authority, the fullness, the maturity, and the favor that is so fully available to us in Christ. So see yourself in a place of rest and expectation and ask Him, Papa, when you look at me, what do you see? Take some time to let Him answer. And if He doesn't say anything right away, no worries. It simply means that He's enjoying being with you in the question. Some encounters don't even have words. Papa, when you look at me, what do you see? Press the pause button right there, ask the question, and come back when you want to. Now, take some time to write down what you're sensing or what you feel He's saying. Maybe a scripture will come to you. Then when you're ready, think of a particular situation you would describe as difficult and ask Jesus, Jesus, when you look through my eyes, how do you see this? What is your gift for me in this? And remember, if you feel any anxiety, you can flip it into peace and go straight to rejoicing. Take as long as you want. And when you return, we'll finish up.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. And if you can, take some time to sit with the Lord today and share with Him what you're learning. Remember, sometimes we feel God, but our emotions are not the proof of His presence. He's here with you now simply because He promised to never leave. Enjoy this day with Him, and we'll see you here next time.